A note to our listeners, this news segment mentions suicide. If you or anyone you know is in a crisis or thinking about suicide, trained help is available for you. You can talk to someone at the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by calling 800-273-8255 or dial 988. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention says that suicide is the 12th leading cause of death in the United States. In 2019, it was the second leading cause of death for Black people ages 15 to 24. Historically, suicide rates have been higher among men and boys across all racial groups, but the gap is now narrowing between Black teen boys and girls as suicide rates increase among Black girls. Dr. Janelle Goodwill is an assistant professor at the University of Chicago. She talks to WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, about the crisis, including her takeaways from this narrowing gap.
I think that it's definitely pointing us to and telling us that there's a greater need to intervene early. Essentially, a lot of the existing suicide prevention interventions that are offered in schools are happening in high school. But because we're seeing these suicides among Black teen girls happening at an increased rate, I think it definitely is pointing us to and letting us know that the interventions need to be happening much earlier so that Black teen girls and Black teen boys could essentially be getting this mental health promotion and even suicide prevention training when they're in middle school or even elementary school, because essentially we're seeing that waiting until high school is too late.
What can you say is contributing to the negative mental health of Black people that might contribute to thoughts of suicide or death by suicide?
It's been revealed that bullying, interpersonal problems, and also experiencing not having access to mental health treatment have all been things that have been found to appear really amongst young Black people who've died by suicide. So, for instance, when comparing the experiences of young Black children who died by suicide to children of other races, we've seen that Black children have been less likely to actually have received mental health treatment before their death. As I mentioned before, I think my main point through a lot of this is that access, awareness, and treatment, I think, are some of the most key and pressing issues that I think if we're able to do, we as researchers and clinicians are able to do a much better job in terms of providing access to culturally relevant treatment, then I think we could definitely do a much better job of ensuring that Black youth, Black children, and their families have the necessary tools to address these mental health crises when they arise.
And I want to go back to what you said about culturally relevant treatment, because mm-hmm. I feel like when these studies come out, that information is in there, that there needs to be culturally relevant treatment. But what does culturally relevant treatment look like?
So essentially, when a researcher or a clinician is talking about culturally relevant treatment, they're essentially pointing to the fact that there are existing treatments that have been developed, but oftentimes those treatments were not initially inclusive of the experiences of people who've been historically underrepresented or understudied in research. So in this example, we're talking about Black Americans, Black youth, Black children. A culturally relevant suicide prevention intervention would essentially be providing treatment and design a treatment plan that is focused on the unique lived experiences and inclusive of the experiences of Black folks. And so it would really, I think, push us to think about how even if a treatment is found to be effective in a different group, we have to consider the unique set of circumstances that would impact or shape the way or the reasons why somebody who is a Black teenager, a Black adult, or a Black child might find that treatment to be inaccessible or irrelevant to those experiences or even just not of interest.
That was WUWM race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell speaking with Dr. Janelle Goodwill about suicide in Black youth. A reminder to our listeners that if you or someone you know is struggling with suicide, trained help is available. You can talk to someone at the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255 or dial 988.